Ladies and gentlemen, may I give you, if you will, the indisputably verisimilitudinous ventriloquial virtuosity and the flippantly filibustering felicitous frippery of the one and only Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything podcast.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, I am Nick.
And I'm Russ.
And we are the Nick and Russ Don't Know Anything podcast.
Yes, we are. And we have some amazing guests back again. Actually, he brought reinforcements. It's Rian, John, and Matt from Tripod. Our favorite Irish podcast.
Yes. I actually started listening to you guys. You guys are very, very funny. So lot more than, because I don't know. So if you have anyone's from Michigan, it's me. So if you take a look at your statistics, that's actually me listening to you.
Just the one person from Michigan.
No, I'm the one person from Michigan that's listening.
We have friends in Grand Rapids, Michigan as well. So
we have two
Michiganites. Michiganites?
So you can start a fan club now.
Yeah, that's really good.
You're gonna have to crank it up, Nick, and listen to two episodes at once so that you can boost up.
I should, right? Yeah.
So how's it going, guys?
Well, great. Thanks for having us.
Good. Yeah. Thanks for having me back. These are my two esteemed co-hosts. I really need a new word besides esteemed, but this is the gang.
It's good.
This is the gang. How's everything over your guys' way? Because last time we were talking, there was a different angry old man in charge.
And we got a new angry old man.
Yeah, we have a new angry old man in charge. No, actually, he's a lot calmer. I like this new angry man in charge now. So versus the old one.
Yeah,
the old one was very mean. This one is at least, you know, I don't know what.
It just depends on what day you get Biden. Like if you're confronting him up front and you say something to him, he might tell you to shut the F up and threaten to punch you. So.
Oh wow!
But there is videos that have him saying that, you know. But yes, he's a lot more diplomatic in his approach.
Right. Oh, there it is. Oh my god, it was driving me crazy. I'm like, why is my mic like this? So all right, I just made that little change. This is what I hate about like technology. Sometimes it doesn't work the way I want it to work, and then and then it takes me a minute to figure it out. And then when I can't figure it out, I go a little crazy. So I'm like, okay, it shouldn't be this difficult, right? So because we're in 2021 right now, there should be like no difficulty with technology whatsoever. I think everything should be user friendly. So
ever since we started using Slack, like I cannot get my headphones plugged listening from my mic. I have to plug it into my computer. I'm like, oh, Slack. It's only Slack does that. Slack takes me.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
too short for this.
we don't have to worry about that because John is our audio tech, so he just
he's got some equipment over there.
Yeah,
intimidated by the spit.
Oh my god! I got to get a spit thing too.
You just need a spit too.
It's all made of cardboard.
All I need is a cardboard. Right, that's pretty good.
If you're good with crafts, you can whip up some.
You just get a one of those crocheting rings.
And so I created this. Can you guys read it? Because I'm trying to.
No, because it's backwards.
It says backwards on you guys. So see, it shows backwards on there, but not on like the TikTok thing. Because I'm trying to get like more listeners and viewers.
Just to let you know,
what we do for listeners is like amazing. I'm like sitting.
Nick is not schizophrenic. He goes live with TikTok and talks to them too.
So the voices are real.
Yeah. So if he stops talking to us and focuses on TikTok, it's TikTok. You know. So just don't be alarmed. Just let him do his thing.
So I'm just gonna do my thing. So I created this because of you, Russ, last week. You said I gotta do it backwards. So I did. So I literally created this sign backwards.
So impressive.
So that people can find us on YouTube and Facebook and all of that. So
yeah, so his TikTok can see it, but we still can't.
Right. So that's all. So now I got to create a site. So I got to go back. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't make it too complicated for me, man.
Do a face tattoo. Do a face tattoo, Nick.
Yeah. That's commitment. hold up a mirror to it at the same time, so that we see the reflected image,
right?
And the TikTok sees the real image.
Okay, that's what I have to do to transcribe it. I don't think you guys know how to transcribe it.
Two mirrors.
It's like
two mirrors.
It looked like Greek to us, Nick.
It's all Greek, yeah.
And if you could translate it into Japanese for the Japanese audience, that would just be terrific.
It's a big market.
We've got like one listener in Japan.
We are huge in actually. We're huge in Thailand.
I was looking. Well, yeah, if you walk up against any Asian person, you'd be huge.
Very funny.
I love Thailand. Actually, I think it's one of the most beautiful countries that I've been to. So, and Sri Lanka. Oh. Loved it even more. You know, it's called the Teardrop of India. So I love that too. So that was really good. But I'll be visiting you guys in Dublin as soon as like this pandemic allows us to travel again. So
yeah,
I think that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. Cause I have a friend of ours is moving there in, as soon as the pandemic is over. She's been working on moving there like for the last year, but she's like, oh, I can't go now.
The bags are packed.
Yeah, no, but everything is packed, so she's ready to go. Yeah, so that's like
she's going to get on the airplane.
Yeah, I think she's waiting for her. She wants to do the vaccine first before leaving. Oh, how do you guys feel about the vaccine in Ireland? Just out of curiosity.
Into my eyeballs if necessary. I just want to be able to go out and sit in a pub and chat with these two gents or go to a concert or do something. I am sick to the teeth of not being allowed to do anything.
I know.
You guys are you still in your second lockdown or third or fourth or whatever it is?
Third. We're in our third nationwide lockdown. Our area, the area that myself and John live in, is technically our fourth lockdown because we had our own isolated lockdown because we're cool like that. We like to.
What do you guys keep doing?
I don't know. It's weird.
Everyone else in our county.
They kind of opened it up for Christmas a bit, and I think everyone was kind of like, "Don't do that," because it's all going to suck after Christmas, and then it obviously sucked after. But the numbers haven't started going down. Well, they have. They dropped from like 3,000 down to like 800, 900 a day, which is big numbers for us. But they've kind of stayed around 700, 800 for the last few weeks, which is kind of worrying.
Oh, okay. Because in Greece, too, I'm a citizen in Greece, right? So I can't even get in. Like, I mean, as I said, they're not even allowing flights. So, I mean, I tried going through Amsterdam. I tried going, you know. I have a tentative flight on March 4th. Let's hope that they don't cancel this one as well. So within a couple of days, in about a week, I guess less than a week. So let's see what happens. And then, but every time I get my hopes up, it's like, sorry, we got to cancel your ticket. So I just book it for the next one. And the thing is that I got like such a good deal on this one that I don't want to lose the price on it because I could get a refund. But then I'm looking at the new prices and it's like so much more. And then I'm like, nah, I'll keep this fucking ticket. There's no way.
We create a crate. We'll do a Borat kind of thing. Crate and little sofa.
I know. There. I mean, it was like it was a premium economy ticket for like $600. I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna let that go because all the rest of them are like 900 to 1,000 each time I look. So I'm like, yeah, forget it. So
I don't know what premium economy is. I just know that I sit in the back of the plane and I'm cramped.
Right. Now this one's in the middle. This is not the first class portion or business class, but this was like right before, you know, with the extra wide seats and, you know, you get the first class food. So yeah, I don't get the sleeper. I wish I got the sleeper. That would have been a lot of fun.
Sorry, Nick, I just want to say, I looked at our stats there. We have no Michigan listeners for the last 30 days, so you got to get out and rally the troops, man.
Do you have Indiana, maybe? Maybe it's showing up in Michigan City, Indiana. I don't know. Because I have listened like to at least 3 episodes in the last month. So,
what was your favorite?
More than I have.
I don't know. I don't even remember. All your episodes sound the same, actually. So, sorry. No, that's a good thing. Ours don't.
There is one listener in Indiana, so that could be.
That may be me. So who knows? Yeah. What part of Indiana?
It doesn't give that much detail, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
You guys use Podbean.
I'm literally on the border with Indiana, so maybe you're getting the signal from Indiana. That's why. So, but I'm just on the Michigan side. So
you know what? I have lots of friends and family from Louisiana because I'm from Louisiana, and it took 5 or 6 months for Louisiana to show up on our stats because I kept going, I know I've got friends listening to this.
And
like, not so much family because I'm the black sheep since I don't like Trump. And but then finally it started showing up. I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway. You know, we were talking about the lockdown, and our governor is actually thinking of lifting the mask mandate over here because, you know, they want to deny everything. And I'm like, I've been shopping and stuff and noticed that there is no mask really mandate because no one really cares here in Texas. But well, I mean, there are some people that care. But
okay, so Kitty Critic is joining us as well from Oklahoma. Sorry, I forgot we had guests.
You double booked, people. I can't believe you double booked.
So anyway, hi, Kitty Critic from Oklahoma. So you're on the show with a whole bunch of people today. You're on Tripod. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to – so you're – okay, there's a whole bunch of guys and a girl. So we're doing good. We finally got female representation on this show. So it's a little bit more balanced.
I thought you were going to say we were joined by Katie Couric, the presenter, and I was like, oh wow, big guest.
I have my Obama cup as usual. My little.
Actually, we're going to have we're trying to get a huge guest in March. I'm working on it. He keeps telling me, just keep asking me again, and I go, okay, I'll keep asking you again. He doesn't ignore me. He responds, but he just keeps saying, no, ask me when it gets closer. And I'm like, every time I ask you, it's closer. So Kitty, I don't know if you're familiar with the Irish podcast, Tripod, but these are the guys from it. No. They're our favorite Irish podcast.
Well, they're the only one I listen to.
Full disclosure, you're the only Irish podcast we listen to. But, yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah, so I haven't really done a full search.
No other Irish podcasts.
You didn't do that right.
The only one on the island.
John and I were in sync.
Yes, Ross.
Yeah, see, the geek nerds just... Did you see that? We were in sync right there.
Oh, we lost Kitty.
Too much testosterone. She's like, I can't.
So
that's why we only have like one female guest come out at a time. Like when they come on the show, they're like, we're done.
I know, because you know we're
Anyway, you know what? You guys, I was listening to the Snakes on Pod episode, and I was waiting, just like I maybe it's gonna be in like your next one, because I haven't gotten to that one. Where is I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. You guys quoted the shit out of Jurassic Park, but you didn't.
Welcome back.
I don't think we actually quoted it.
I was like,
because like Ronan.
Ronan,
the guy who has all the snakes, he's an expert in that field, but he's a big Jurassic Park fan, and so am I. And I think, Matt, would you call yourself a Jurassic Park fan?
I have a softness for it.
We reference it a lot, but I don't think any of us, which was the opportune moment to reference it. But then again, is it smart for four straight white guys to try to do a Samuel L. Jackson impression? I don't know.
You're in Ireland. It's okay. So. But you know what? I kept going, man, you guys are really like knowledgeable about these reptiles. And then somebody slipped it out and said, I Googled everything before you came on. And I was like,
Are y'all guys streaming on YouTube?
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
Tripod or us?
It's on Real Nick on the Rust on YouTube. It should be on there. So,
and then Tripod is
and Tripod. You
guys,
Tripod
you're also, you guys are on YouTube too, right?
No, we're not. Nope. But we're recording an episode tonight, which might be the first YouTube episode that we have coming out.
It's okay.
Possibly. It depends on how things go, because we're essentially getting drunk on my podcast tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. It could be a complete car crash.
You need to clarify that, Rian. That's not
So we're with thanks to the wonderful people at craftdirect.ie, we're sampling some interestingly flavored and alcohol percentage wise craft beers.
Oh, nice.
And we're joined by an Irish comedian named Claire Cullen as well. So we're going to be drinking and chatting and possibly just getting more and more drunk as the podcast.
I think it's inevitable.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Do you have a designated podcaster?
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, because I can see this be like, well, let's just hit some buttons.
Yeah.
Well, what'll happen is it'll start off with structure, and then as we go on, it'll get looser and looser. And
yeah, the camera will get more askew as the night goes on.
Oh, wow. Oh, you got a good camera there. You could do like those little turns. That's good.
Yeah. Mine's fixed on my
phone.
you're doing it on your phone? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, good. So let's talk a little bit about your podcast. I mean, we had you guys on, Rian, we had him on in, was it October? Like the end of October?
Yeah.
Something like that. It was before the election, because what happened was is you got into a group that you and I are both at. And you were like, hey, I want to talk to an American podcast about politics. And I was like, hey. So, and we did the crossover bit. So anyway, let's talk about how do you guys meet? For anybody who didn't like listen to our previous episode, which, you know, I don't like you anymore if you didn't. But how did you, all three of you, meet?
So myself and John go back about 27
born.
Years. our sisters are best friends, myself and John. So yeah. I would have met John. I would have been about 2 and he would have been about 1, I'd say. When we first met, and we were in the same primary. Yeah, we were in the same primary school and same secondary school and stuff like that. He was a year below me, but we've known each other for life. And then Matt was in school with me as well. So we've all just been, and we've all been involved. Then after we left school, we've all been involved in kind of theater and stuff like that, and just going to concerts and just hanging out and all that kind of stuff. And then lockdown came along, and I kind of thought to myself, the world needs to hear the voice of 3 straight white men because at this time of crisis, it's what the world demands. It's what the world needs. So we were like, let's set up a podcast to get the message out there.
And just hang out again.
And hang out again. Basically, it was a good reason to hang out. But yeah, no, we've like I said, I've known John for close to 30 years and Matt for maybe, I don't know, what age are we now, Matt? We're 13, so 15 years now? 15, 16 years?
Yeah. So these are your ride or die mates.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you're like, not... well,
I suppose it'd help him get rid of the body. I don't know.
The die part, I'm not wild about. I mean, there's been nights out when I thought one of them would be at fault for my death because they've just kept feeding me alcohol and stuff. But
I suppose it'd help him get rid of the body. Echo.
Hey, Kitty, if you're listening to the show, you gotta mute your.
Yeah, let me mute the mic really quick. If you're listening to the other show, we're gonna get that echo. So
yeah,
it's weird.
So okay,
we got a little howdy from Hillbilly. We got a Hillbilly. Yeah. I like that. That was nice. So
hey, hello,
Hillbilly is.
And I love. I don't know, but I love it when people have like weird names. So it's a good thing. I became a liberal Judas on TikTok.
Now, see, you say Hillbilly is a weird name, but like I'm from the South. That's like common.
Well, I come from a long line of hillbillies. You know, my grandparents in Greece, they're all hillbillies. You know, so that's
Are there Irish hillbillies?
No, they're Greek ones. They're all the way, you know, with cows. I'm no cows. Sorry, with sheep and wild boar
and chickens
and chickens and all of that. Yeah,
sounds like a party.
It does. It's pretty good.
But anyway, Irish. Are there Irish hillbillies?
We would, I suppose, people from the back of beyonds of the countryside would be called Colchies mostly.
Colchies.
There's a few different stories behind where the name comes from. One of them is that it's to do with a town in Mayo in Ireland, and when it's abbreviated down to Colchie.
From Irish. So he's an Irish descendant of hillbillies. Hello, welcome. This is great.
Go like the tripod, hillbilly. Go do it now. Do it before the day's over.
I agree.
Go support the fellow Irish. So
We have there's weird people in every part of Ireland, cities, towns, countryside. So
next door.
Yeah. Just in my own podcast is weird.
Yeah, I was gonna say in my house.
So Colchies is kind of the term that would generally be used. Now that's more so used by people in Dublin and kind of where we're from to talk about other people in the country.
Well, people in Dublin would refer to us sometimes as Colchies.
Yeah, you know, true.
The further you get away from the metropolis that is Dublin, the more Colchie you get.
Okay, so that's interesting. You know, it's the same thing in Greece. Actually, every country, it's the same. Even in Chicago, you know, if you're not from the city of Chicago, the people, you know, if you're from the, well, if you're from the burbs, it's fine. But the moment that you get outside of the metropolitan area, it's like you're a farmer, you're a hillbilly. You know, that's it. That's basically all that it is. But
well, what's funny is where we're from in Kildare is about 20 minutes away from Dublin City. And it's quite a big area. Well, kind of big population, but it's a lot of it is spillover from people who are working in Dublin or who grew up in Dublin. We fight and make our own moonshine. Good Lord. Save some for the rest of us, hillbilly. But what's funny is like there's such a strong Dublin influence where we're from that we'd look at other places outside of Maynooth where we're from and be like, oh, Colchi. But then people from Dublin would look at us and be like, ah, Colchi. So there's no real...
It's all relative, you know.
Yeah.
But see, to me, it sounds like a beautiful cheese. You know what I mean? Like what? Like a Colchi.
Oh.
Like a camembert, you know? Like, ooh, give me a little Colchi.
Speaking of cheese, my favorite cheese is Irish cheddar. Now, you guys probably just call it cheddar.
Yeah. you go for red or white?
White. The best one I've had was a 14-year-old. I had cheddar older than my kids. Like, a 14-year-old cheddar was my best one I had. Oh, I love it. Oh, my little one's waking up in the back there. So, anyway, but no, it was, we have Whole Foods. I don't know if there's a Whole Foods in Ireland, but they have like all these aged cheddars, and I like cheddar. And they had a 14-year-old one, and I was like, holy crap. And I mean, this thing was salty as hell, but it was so good.
Nice. I like it really sharp.
Which one? The sharp? Yeah. Sorry, Kitty. Go ahead.
Really aged and sharp.
Yeah. Those are good cheeses.
So did you say that there's a red one?
Yeah. You can get a mature kind of
like red wine. Like red wine, huh? That's kind of like red wine. You got red cheese, you got white cheese, and you got yellow cheese, I guess. That would be the rosé or what?
I prefer red cheddar to white cheddar, but maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I'll have to check out blue. Red cheddar. Well, that's just mold.
No, I think that the Whole Foods markets in Ireland are probably called biological food stores or something like that.
Or just
like,
called not really.
I think they do it, or is it called organic?
I don't know.
Or just stores, because here, you know, everything is so processed. Yeah, we always have to get
like we have every shop will have like an organic section, but I don't fresh maybe it's possibly the closest to being a whole organic type thing.
It
but
then they also price tag like, of us.
Yeah. I mean they also have like Lucky Charms, so you know.
Is that offensive? You find that little fucker offensive, like the...
No, not really.
If you were very sensitive, but no.
you're Irish. How could you be so
there's no snowflakes in Ireland.
You guys can outdrink me within seconds, so I'm not even worried. I mean, literally. I can't drink, so
you guys
drink in like 4 years anyway, but it's just
you're so one glass of wine.
Yeah, right. You're getting Guinness in your bottle when you're a baby, right?
Well, that's a little strong, but yeah.
Bread there, you know, I don't know, is this global where everyone's making their sourdough and doing a load of baking? But my mom was making has been making Guinness bread. Look up a recipe for that, and
Guinness bread and veg soup.
I'll try that out. But and then kind of, you know, making two loaves and then sending one for my sister who's in a different town, you know. Yeah, so.
Guinness, I mean, it's bread. The next town over. It's not as if, like, it's being sent millions of miles away. It's literally, like,
it's a short drive.
Yeah. It's a short drive, yeah.
Speaking of food, I have... Okay, so I've been, you know, listening to and watching other documentaries and things like that, and I came across one about Iceland, okay? Not that you guys are anywhere near each other's culture, but they have this weird, unique... For me, it would be weird. They had this festival. I forgot what the festival is called, but they eat fermented shark. Have y'all seen this?
I've heard about this. Do they bury us for a while?
Yeah.
They dig a hole, bury the shark, and then everybody throws up on the shark. Then they cover it and let it ferment, and then they eat it later. Like, if I went over there and they're like, hey, you have some shark. No, I've seen that movie. No. do you guys have anything... in Ireland Remotely close.
It's called Hikari, by the way. Just Googling it there. Do we have anything remotely close?
Your Google food is strong.
Yeah. We have a thing called black pudding. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Right.
It's not a dessert, by the way.
No.
Pudding a different thing.
Yeah, if you get a full Irish breakfast, it'll be part of a full Irish. So there's white pudding, which is made from the meat of the pig, but the black pudding is made from the blood.
So it's blood pudding. I've heard of blood pudding.
Yeah. Well, it's called blood pudding in the United States.
It's like a sausage.
It's delicious. I love it. It's my favorite.
I wouldn't say that's an unpleasant thing to give somebody. I think you'd be like, it's a nice thing. That's a.
I did hear a rumor once about that Hikari thing that it was kind of made to fuck with the people from the United States. They were like, this is a national delicacy, fermented shark that we've all, you know, gotten sick on. So why don't you guys eat it and tell us what it's like? I don't
know.
That could be.
It was delicious.
I can believe.
Is it kind of like another country, Australia or something like that, or Vegemite or whatever it's called? Wait, what's the Vegemite and Marmite? I think it's something like that, isn't it?
Australian. My dad loves Marmite. I am not a Marmite fan.
Okay.
It's divisive.
Yeah.
It's a divisive.
It's full of mermaids.
I like it, right? It's salty.
It's ground up mermaids. I mean, they go fishing for it. Okay. Hillbilly is either trolling us or really into the hillbilly lifestyle.
I love it. We eat possum and raccoon. Not bad. Possum and raccoon. I mean, meat is meat, right? You can just go ahead.
Meat is not meat.
It's local, I suppose.
It's local. It's organic.
It's organic when you hit it with your car.
But isn't there? There's restaurants in the deep south that kind of specialize in roadkill, isn't there?
I don't know. Kitty, you're not from the deep south. You're in Oklahoma, right? So you're like the mid south, right? I guess you're.
Well, I'm originally from Texas.
Right.
But yeah.
there is jokes of Roadkill Cafe, but I don't think
that's the name.
We still have standards, and most places have to have inspections. Now this could be out of somebody's house or whatever, and then all bets are off for what you're eating.
We're gonna make a little raccoon.
As long as they treat the meat and prepare the meal up to those standards.
When you hit it with your car, it depends on how fast you're going. You're not going to have much treatment there.
Could add an extra flavor though, Chevrolet. I'm getting notes of Chevrolet off this one.
Right.
I had a friend in high school one time. We went over his house and he had this big, huge Chevy truck, old, 1970 truck. And this is in the 90s, right? So we're asking him, he's got the front grill on the driveway, and we're like, so what happened, buddy? And he said, well, I was driving down this dirt road and I saw this bird way up ahead and I decided to gun it. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I thought it would move. Well, it turned out it was a buzzard, and he hit the buzzard, and the buzzard ripped off his grill of his truck, almost caused him to crash because it was a huge buzzard. Anyway, it wasn't all that bright kind of guy. We had a lot of stories about him. So later on, I'll have to probably tell when he decided to get into a rodeo ring and stand off against a bull to get some what's called fast money or fast cash, where they strap a $50 around the bull and you're supposed to get it off. And he's no bull rider. All right, so back to shenanigans. No fermented shark. And Rian did his Google foo and found out that it could be Iceland trolling the United States, which is kind of funny. So I'll have to do a lot of my Googling before I travel to a different country. All right, I got to say this, man. John, you, people who are listening to this, go check out our video, because John's got the, coiffed hair. He's GQ magazine right now, man. He's red hair. I'm in awe of the beard and the, because I don't have much hair anymore.
Thank you. So thank God the shower dead this morning then.
Well, the little hair that I have left, I'm letting it grow. So I just got a trim, and the girl at the hair salon said, "Why are you doing that? Let it grow longer." I was like, "I should." And then she got really upset that I shaved my beard off. So I don't know.
You offended your stylist.
I offended my stylist. She's like, I would have done your beard so much like nicer and like, you know, more trim and stuff. And I said, man, I probably should have done that instead of shaving it all off. But anyway, there's some freedom with it being completely off. Cause it's like, cause I'm not the kind of person that like loves to groom all day. So that's like a problem. So, you know, I'm not one of those gays that grooms all day long. Now my husband on the other hand, it's like, he's all about grooming like all the time, you know, my hands are so dry. It's like I have to always, you know, he's like, get some cream, get some moisturizer, put that on there. You know, there's like many moisturizers in here, and it's like I don't have none.
Yeah, you're all out of moisturizer. I wonder why. It's locked down, can't go anywhere. Let's moisturizer up. Like, it's Saturday night.
I hope this
wasn't
a family-friendly show.
Wow. We didn't get that impression.
We have an F-bomb here and there. It's all good. So.
Just what time is it over there again?
It's family.
So
about 7, 10 past 7.
Yeah. In the morning. God, it's fierce early.
It's very early to be up and about. Yeah.
You know what? While we're at it, if you guys don't mind, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll come right back. All right?
All right.
Cool.
Here we go.
Seth Cohen. Brooke Davis. Blair Waldorf. Sound familiar? It Takes Three Network houses shows surrounding your favorite nostalgic teen dramas. Whether you are watching for the first time or you're binging for the fifth time, you'll definitely want to check us out.
You can listen to Tree Hill Talk, Let's Talk OC, and Three Gossip Girls on your preferred listening platform. And for more information, visit ittakes3network.com.
All right, welcome
and
back.
We're back.
That was quick.
That was quick. Well, it's a quick break.
I'm interested. What do you guys do for like a living? Because I don't think that podcast is paying your bills right now. So, what do you guys do for a living? So,
I don't know what would make you say that. why would you think we're not raking in millions and millions
the big bucks.
Of euro? As I said, we're Ireland's only podcast.
So. I know, but it's just a hunch. So I
there
don't
is
know.
A day job, though.
Because I'm looking at mine. I'm looking at the revenues that are coming into our little podcast, and so far it's been zero. So,
well, we get our space paid for. So, which, by the way, this series or episode is sponsored by Whole Tax. So,
the Whole Tax group,
great guys
for all your tax needs. You're the Whole Tax.
Exactly.
It's HOLTAX.com.
Hold on. Hillbilly had a little. Here we go. He said he's from West Virginia. Do not doubt. What did that mean?
I think with the eating the possum.
Well, now I'm starting to doubt.
Oh, the possum thing. Oh, got it. Okay, gotcha.
And you know, everything on the internet's true.
And then I hide things
for people. Hillbilly, do you hide them in your person or do you just hide them like in the hills of West Virginia?
Is anybody getting the whole it puts the lotion on the skin or he gets the hose again feeling?
A little bit of Silence of the Lambs creepy vibe here. Yeah.
I totally get it. All right. So we need to keep Hillbilly on a good side. So.
Yeah.
If there's anybody you guys don't like, let's ask Hillbilly to take, you know.
He can take care of it for us.
Either that or Hillbilly's a 14-year-old kid who's just
It's probably a 14-year-old kid who's like probably just trolling us a little bit. Yeah.
Speaking of 14-year-old kids, Rian, you just recently started playing video games.
Not recently.
Well, it sounds like it on life. The podcast. It sounds like you just discovered video games.
It's a thing.
I have one video game that I've basically played my entire life, and then I dip in and out of other games. So the game that I play all the time is one called Football Manager. Which is a simulator game where you take on the role of a manager of a professional soccer club, and it is so addictive. Oh. I nearly failed my degree as a result.
I love the fact that it's a video game of you not playing, being a soccer ball player, but the people who manage the soccer ball team, like the football team.
That's
it. You've got budgets, transfers, contracts, tactics, all this kind of stuff. I've played the FIFA game where you actually control the players, and it's just too easy. So
the FIFA game.
It's kind of like giving a kid go, no, don't be the assassin. Be the CEO of this company.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you could always hire the assassin.
Yeah, that's it. Because, like, you set up all the tactics and stuff like that. And then once you press play on the match, you have no control besides, like,
it's delegation, you know?
Yeah, it's pure delegation.
Did you have any kid grow up go, you know what? I don't want to be a famous football player. I want to be the football manager.
I'm sure people have. Andre Villas-Boas actually was kind of, he's a famous case of, he was a semi-professional player and then was like, I'm not going to make it, so I'm just going to quit and become a manager. And he was a relatively successful manager.
Well, but he didn't, but yeah, you just answered my question. As a kid, he wanted to be the football player. And then he found out he sucked at it and just had to be the manager.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose most people want to be, you have more fun as a player, I suppose. You know,
well, and you probably make more money.
Yeah, if your entire team is playing crap, at the end of the day, it's the manager who gets fired, not you. So, you know.
And I love the fact that you said you were a video game collector.
Oh, yeah. That's Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt, you're the video game collector. Okay, so Matt, you were the one that, were you playing Civilization?
That's right. Yeah, just okay.
You just like that. That's funny because that game's been out for like 20 years.
Actually, like 1991 was the first one, I think.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, okay.
But that, another game is Age of Empires. That's one of my other favorite ones.
Do they still make that one?
No, like Age of Empires 2, which was released in like 90, whenever, 4, 5.
Yeah. Okay, so Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. The only video game I ever played was the Super Mario Brothers back in the day, like way back.
Classic.
Okay? Like when it first came out.
Good
stuff. And and there was one time where I stayed up like all night long, and then I had to go to school. Like I was in high school at the time, and I was like, and I went to school, and then I'm like, okay, I can't be playing video games anymore. And literally, I stopped playing them after that. I just never played again. I know, like it was horrifying, dude. I stayed up all night. And I didn't realize that it was time to go to school until, you know, my dad came down and he's like, hey, you guys need to get ready for school. I'm like, oh, shit. I gotta get to school. I was up all night playing that game. Yeah. And it culminated to that. It started like, okay, I'll play a couple hours. Oh, okay, I'll play like three. And then the next thing you know, like literally within a month, I was like addicted so much to it. So, but I'm glad that I know
what games are designed.
Oh, that's how their
games are designed that way now. But they're designed that way now with like these long form stories that you're like, oh, I want to find out what happens in the next piece.
The thing is we didn't have stories back in our time. We just had possible levels to beat. So that's how they were addicted. Like you're on like level 999, and they're like, can you beat 1,000? No, you can't even get to 1,000 because it wasn't built in. So you just kept losing at level 999.
I've played video games since I was a kid. Like I got an N64 when I was really young. But during lockdown, the first lockdown, I invested in a gaming computer, and I lied to myself and said it was purely for podcasting, but it was just so I could play more computer games. That was how I justified it. Age of Empires is one of my favorites.
That's good.
That's good.
Kitty, do you play any games?
Kitty,
do you play any games or?
Oh, yeah. I like a lot of PC games, like Doom and...
Oh.
I don't know if y'all have heard of that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I have friends that work for the company that made Doom. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When I teach college, there were some courses back in the day where I used to teach video game design, and a lot of my students and friends went off to work for these companies. So.
But I get into all the consoles, so... Because I have like 4 boys, so.
Oh, so you have a lot of games there. All right. Wow.
Like, come on, Mom, let's get in the game. So.
Are you playing Doom Eternal or one of the older ones at the moment?
I'm sorry.
Are you playing Doom Eternal or one of the older Dooms at the moment?
Both.
Both. Is Doom Eternal worth the hype? Is it? Because it gets a lot of hype, and I have 6-7 games to play, but I can always add more to my.
It's a lot more advanced than. Yeah. So I think people like that, but.
Okay, so my nephew came to visit me in Texas when I used to live there, and he bought
because I guess PC game PC computers in Europe are so much more expensive because of the tariffs and all this stuff that you guys add on them. So he bought it here in the States, which is a lot less taxed, you know. So he's like, it was like $1,200, and me, I'm like, oh my god, that's like $700 more than what I would ever pay for a computer. But I guess it, you know, it was 16 gigs of RAM and all of, you know, that he needed at the time and blah blah.
That's geek porn right there.
And he has like, and his like keyboard was lighting up with all these beautiful like colors. It was like weird. So he literally sat on my kitchen counter, turned on that game. I went to work, I'm gonna go to work, you know, because I had to go into the office. He started like at like 7 a.m. and then I got back at like 7 p.m. It was like 12 hours later, and he was still on it. And I'm like, and then that's when I remembered my Super Mario Brothers, and then I'm like, have you been on this like all day long? He's like, yeah, I got these levels. And I don't even know what he was playing, but it was like people with machine guns and people killing people and stuff on there. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's good.
Well, nowadays they can transfer their game like from the console to their cell phone if they have to, so they can keep playing. So yeah, the addiction is totally real.
I get it, but I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to make dinner now, so maybe just stop playing at the moment. And he just got like so upset because he was like in the middle. He's like, oh, no, I got to get through this level. Don't you understand? I got to get to this next level. And I'm like,
There's always a checkpoint.
I know, you can get into it tomorrow as well.
There was a game, I think it was EverQuest, that built in Domino's Pizza or something like that, where you can go visit the little store, order the pizza, and it actually ordered you a pizza and they delivered it to your house so that you didn't have to interrupt your whole gaming experience. Wow. You just had to go
GTA 5's mine right now.
Yeah. GTA 5.
Ah, so you're over there driving around killing people.
But that's
pretty much.
GTA and Red Dead Redemption are the perfect example of like, I'll sit down and play for an hour and then it's like midnight and you're like, oh, I was meant to meet my friend 6 hours ago.
I lost my birthday.
Do you play with like other people though? Like, because I think they just like interactive, right? Don't you get like some friends to play the game together and then
you can do it. Like myself and Matt have played Civilization online, and as a gang, we've played Among Us and stuff online. But I'm not wild about online gaming. I tend to like for stuff like Civilization or Age of Empires or Among Us, it's fine. But for story-driven games, I really just prefer the story. I don't like to go online and do the.
I can understand, Rian, why you're not for the online gaming, because those 14-year-old boys are just harsh. Like
they cut real deep, you know.
Yeah,
they are.
When they start talking about your mama, you're just like, "Come on, man, that's my mama."
Yeah, they say really rude things, and it's not fun for anyone.
The one time I played online gaming on the PS4, I think it was. We played Among Us since then, but I just had a free trial.
Oh yeah,
But I was playing FIFA. So again, I'm kind of similar to Rian in. You know, there's some games I'm just obsessed with, but I was playing FIFA, and all of a sudden, then I just hear this 14-year-old boy or younger even, his voice is coming out of the controller. It terrified me. There's a speaker.
Oh, oh wow!
I just got abused by my controller.
God, is that you? God's cussing you out in a 14-year-old voice. So.
Yeah. Never again.
Years ago, I joined an online Call of Duty game on and this was like one of the original Call of Duty games on my PC, and like I literally was in the game for like 6 seconds and a little chat thing popped up and it was like 69xxx420 dude says screw you Rian, and I was like, oh, I haven't even done anything yet. I've barely even taken this.
Welcome.
I love his handle though. That's great. Yeah.
He put a lot of thought into that one.
Have like PG'd up the message, but it was a long one.
Oh, you PG'd it. All right, that's good. So.
For me, when I was
saying empathy, isn't it? They're like testing the waters, kind of seeing get a reaction.
I was heavily addicted to games, and my wife she helped cure it. Like she hid my game, my favorite game. I found it 2 years later. It was in our kid's Cinderella DVD case. I would have never thought there. It was Bad Company was my game. I loved the military games. I was always a fan of being an assassin or a sniper. Yeah. Because it goes all the way back to, like, this is before you guys were born, tribes. And anyway, Tribes was an awesome game, and it was like the very first, like, if you want to compare it to anything, it was like, it's like Halo, and or Halo's like Tribes. Anyway, oh, so like, God, it was so funny when
an old game.
Yes, yeah. I remember in grad school, I was playing a bunch of undergrad kids. Like, so I'm in my 30s, and they're in their like late teens, early 20s. Yeah. They're kicking my butt at Halo, right? Because I'm not much into Halo. So I was like, you know what? We're going to fire up Tribes. So we finally found a copy, and they couldn't keep up. They were like so pissed off. They got so mad, and they were like getting mad at the keyboard and getting upset. And I was like, what's this, guys? And they're like, well, this is not fair because we don't know the game mechanics of this one. And it's so old. And I was like, welcome to the old school, boys. Like, and anyway. So,
yeah. So we're going to be like in the future.
Yeah. Huh? Matt used to be unfairly good at games as well. Like Call of
Duty. Used to be.
Stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't played Call of Duty against Matt in a long time, but I remember one time he was like, you can have any weapon you want and I'll only use a knife. And he still kicked my ass like 15 minutes.
That's the way I was at James Bond GoldenEye. Like, my friends, they would have to give me the weapon. They'd have to choose the weapon for me because I was so good. Like, they would be like, all right, you have to have the pistol. And I was like, or you had to have the, like, whatever. And I'm like, fine. And I'd still beat them. And they'd still get mad because I just that good. Like, I used to get kicked out of servers because they were like, you're cheating somehow. And I was like, how am I cheating? You know, anyway. as a video game designer, you understand nuances. Like, here, I'm going to give you guys a tip. Okay. If you're playing a military game and you're a sniper, just start measuring the height of the players. Okay. Like, figure out where the player height is. And when they pop out, just have your scope, you're right there, headshot every time.
Yeah.
So that's your strategy.
That was my strategy. Yeah.
Get your paperwork out.
I would take out entire armies, and they would be like, you're hacking. I was like, no, I'm just that good.
So I want to change the subject now. I want to go to Biden and talk about how, like, he is Irish and how Ireland is, like, enamored with him. I think
right.
That was like one thing that we wanted to talk about, wasn't it, Brett? I think.
Yes. Well, first off,
we sort of veered off into video games here.
Does Ireland accept Biden?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're Irish.
Yeah, they like him. He's a step up from the last guy.
Total step up.
Obviously.
I don't like the area that his family comes from, which is Mayo. There was like huge kind of celebrations when the victory was announced. But I mean, I'd say we're mostly indifferent.
Like, he's cool, whatever. You have so much crap probably going on in Ireland right now that you need to handle yourselves, right? You're like, what? Who cares what's going on in America, right?
It's a lot less in the news. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
It's definitely disappeared a bit from our media. Now it's like, right, we don't have to worry about what Trump is saying anymore.
Isn't that great? Oh, but isn't that wonderful that, like, Trump has been silent? I literally feel so much better. I don't get a notification every 3 seconds anymore. I don't get a, I'm like, oh my God, what happened? Oh my God, what happened? You know, and it's.
Isn't he making a speech at the conservative thing tomorrow?
I have to, wait, sorry, who was it?
I just said that gold statue is freaking hilarious.
Oh, the golden CPAC.
The golden calf, or I'm sorry, the golden Trump. Like, the hypocrisy of this. Like, they built. Have you guys seen this? I don't know if you've seen this. Like,
I saw the video. Yeah, it's been wheeled in somewhere.
It's a political group, or whatever, ultra conservatives, and they're having their big convention this weekend, and they built a 6-foot golden statue of Trump.
Oh, I'm looking at it there.
It just seems like satire, like they were trying to parody Trump supporters.
Well, but yeah, you would think, but these are the ultra-religious.
These people are just like unreal.
I'm like, you do realize, like, there's been, you know, stories written in the Bible about this thing. You know, like,
yeah. This seems like the kind of thing that they had, like, they had support and praise explained to them by aliens, and they were like, okay, the best way to support and praise this guy is build a giant gold statue who looks more like a cross between cartoon Jimmy Carter and Elvis Presley than Trump.
Oh my God, you're the second one that said Elvis Presley. Somebody said, is that Elvis? And I'm like,
so I think this is how in my head I pictured it. Trump's like, they're calling him up and they're like, hey, what, anything special you want? He goes, you know what? I read in the Bible about this golden statue thing, and he didn't finish the story. He just like stopped it at that point. And he's like, I want a golden statue of me, you know, like, and they're like, oh, okay, Trump wants a golden statue himself. And he's like,
people are still, you know, even around him with all of the stuff going on in the media, and let alone building a freaking gold statue.
Yeah. Have you not seen the QAnon theory?
I was going to ask you guys, how, like, that was going to be in my next segment, is are you guys hearing QAnon, like, are there QAnon supporters in Ireland?
A little,
I know of.
Probably. Not to the same extent. We have seen this kind of rise of alt-right and anti-lockdown and anti-mask and pro-Trump, yeah, and this kind of stuff. There's some of them. They are a very small number, but they are growing, which is kind of a little bit worrying.
I'd say they're finding each other more, you know, and, yeah, and this is the thing about kind of echo chambers in general. But it is. It's,
well,
certainly,
I'm sure there's morons everywhere, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it's just like, it's not like there's any form of a majority, or I don't think anything that's too damaging to, yeah, you know, or
not at the moment. Irish, but I think a lot of people who are frustrated with lockdown and the government, because our government haven't exactly handled lockdown well.
Sure.
They're kind of buying into some of the things now that these kind of alt-right people are saying, and that's, you know, the first step on the slippery slope then.
Mm-hmm. Being radicalized.
It's happening in Greece too. They're like, oh my God, this is like so fascistic that we got to be on lockdown, that we got to do this and all of that. And, yeah, and I feel like the government is not controlling every aspect of our lives through these lockdowns. And like, that's what started happening in Greece. And there's like this other like movement there for that. So it's strange. But
in our last episode, I mentioned the fact that there's a QAnon conspiracy theory about Face Off, that Biden and Trump swapped.
Oh, wow.
Face.
The Nick Cage movie and John Travolta.
Yeah, and Biden is actually Trump, and Trump's actually Biden. And the reason why Biden stumbles is because Trump's trying to get used to talking like Biden. The inherent flaw in this is just like the inherent flaw in the movie. The guys are two different sizes. And like, you can't shove all of Trump inside of Biden and not have, you know, an explosion of skin. And
let me play devil's advocate, though. If you have the scientific abilities to swap faces, you probably have the scientific abilities to reconfigure the body type and size. Yeah.
That's probably the
but
last.
They didn't show that in the movie. That, if they had showed that one little scene, and they're like, "What are you doing?" Well, we're doing liposuction right now because the two guys, they're not the same size. Yeah, that would have been like, oh, I would have accepted the rest of the movie, I mean, I liked it, but, you know, that's the one that always bothered me.
Face Off was a documentary, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, there was that. Yeah, and the other one, The Matrix, that was real as well, right?
Very real.
More real than you'd like to know.
But the next the conspiracy theory is March 4th. The government is going on a 6 p.m. lockdown in some red regions now until March.
Yeah, that's in Greece. So yeah, so I don't know what a red region is, but I'm going to find out as soon as I get to Greece. And this,
I assume it's a curfew. I assume it's a curfew where there's highest spikes of. There's been some of those in some of the European cities, the Netherlands, Spain, and stuff like that have had those, and it's been rioting and stuff.
Yeah, because the virus only comes out after 6 p.m. Just everybody. I just wanted to know. Yes.
Yeah.
I suppose the idea being that from like up until 6 p.m., most people are probably working at home, cooking, whatever.
And yeah. Then and then 6 p.m.
after, they're like, oh, I could, you know, go out and say hi to Johnny, who lives in, I don't know, is Johnny a typical Greek name?
It is. Actually, it's one of the big names. Yeah. Yanni.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny.
Yeah.
So March 4th is the next big QAnon conspiracy. They're saying that that's when Trump will be installed as the next president, the 19th president.
I'm going to miss out. I'm going to miss out on Trump winning the election.
They said that every president up until that, every president after the 18th president was illegitimate, and he's going to, and there's some kind of constitutional law that's going to put him back in. And I'm like, okay, like I need to see if there's a gambling website that allows me to bet this.
How's your government there? Are you guys like a right? Is it a right wing government that you have right now, or is it like a left wing or middle? Centrist. Or
It's fairly centrist. Like the two main parties in power, they're in a what's the word?
Coalition.
Center right.
So they're
liberal.
One is center. Yeah, one is. center left. So, you know, it's I mean, nobody likes them, but they get voted.
They don't have the same extreme polarization of left and right. So it's kind of all murky in the middle.
Yeah, it's the same thing in Greece.
What's
too,
kind of like, funny though is like,
go ahead.
We'd say we'd call like people center left here, and like in United States, people would view like Bernie Sanders as extreme left. But in Europe, we'd be kind of like, he's fairly standard, maybe a little bit more left of center than your average guy,
right?
But like for Europe, he's like, if he was campaigning around Europe, you'd be like, yeah, no, that most of what he's saying seems reasonable. I don't have any major gripes with what is going on.
It's all relative. You're left in the right.
Little conspiracy theory of the day.
I'm beginning to like Hillbilly. He's cracking. He said 4G teleported the Earth to a new system that the sun is about to explode. The vaccine protects us from corona of the sun. 5G is attempt to bring us home.
Sign me up.
He is woke.
Sign me up, Skype. You are very woke. Thank you. This is good.
Do you have any of that moonshine left, Hillbilly, or have you consumed it all today?
Probably drinking it while watching it.
At this hour of the morning, Hillbilly? Good God.
You are no, still going from last night.
It's a rollover.
He was playing Mario Kart.
Yeah, he's playing Mario Kart drinking moonshine.
Yeah. Is Super Living Mario Brothers still life. Around? I don't even know. Is that
in other
they form. Re-release us every few years.
All right. If you're drinking and playing Mario Kart, are you drinking and driving?
Yes.
Check my
there's a drinking game for Mario Kart, which is like where you drink. I think it's like you drink every time you are hit by a shell, every time you pick up a box, every
it
time you hit someone.
It impairs your vision,
And then, but then you have to have your beer finished by the time you finish a lap. So you're drinking three beers per race. So the thing is, if you don't have your beer finished by the time you finish a lap, you have to put your controller down and then down the rest of your beer, which means you end up losing whatever.
Did you just start this? This is your own thing. Rian's like in his apartment. I'm just gonna. I need a reason to drink.
No, your
friends are like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm playing Mario Kart. Shut up.
I'm not a huge drinker, despite the fact that we're getting drunk on our own podcast tonight. I'm not actually a huge drinker, but
convenient.
Are you the kind of guy that's like,
sorry, like to quote famous Irishman Paddy Lofty, when I do go at it, I go at it awful and very hard. But I wouldn't, in lockdown, it's a little bit different now because we'd have wine with dinner on the weekends and stuff, but I wouldn't really drink every weekend, or I wouldn't have gone out every weekend to drink. But
I'm not
young. How old are you all? Let me see.
30 now.
Take a guess. Yeah.
30.
You're 39?
30.
Okay.
Steady on.
29 going on 42.
Right. Yeah, that's me. I am 29, and we'll see what age comes next.
I'm just taking it one day at a time.
There's no way of knowing what comes after 30 or 29, John. It's just a mystery to all of us.
No one's over 30 in Ireland.
Yeah,
I'm 50 now. I'm the oldest one here. This is like so sad.
You're the one that brought it up.
I know. I mean, like, oh my God, I'm grandpa.
You have to how be, you feel?
Papa Nick on the show.
You could be the oldest person here and then the youngest person in the next one. It varies, you know.
It varies, right?
Well, don't let it bug you.
Well, I am the youngest of our five in general. Like well, no, because now Russ is probably the youngest among the friends now that I'm thinking about it. Wow.
Nick, I will find a baby boomer podcast and we'll go on that, and then you could feel okay.
This is why I hang out with Matt so much, because Matt's 10 days older than me. So as long as we're together, I'll never be the oldest person in the room.
It's weird. My husband was born on the last year of baby boomerage, whatever that is. So he's a baby boomer. So, but it's just funny. So we're 8.5 years apart, but he's a good soul. I'm glad I married him. It's been a very good.
Well, who else would you get out there and blow the leaves in the snow?
Oh my God, you guys, he's so wonderful with that. I've just been horrible about snow and leaves.
Is it bad there?
Huh? Get you down?
We had a lot of snow this year. I mean, there was so much snow. I mean, it was for like 10 days straight. It didn't stop snowing. And all we did was shovel, you know. I even shot, I shoveled about 20% of the time. He shoveled 80% of the time. So that's why I said that. I'm like, he's been like really, really wonderful.
Jackpot. You hit the jackpot. Yeah.
Do you guys get like bad snow and stuff in Ireland?
No. Every now and again. Like we had one three years ago. Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Like we don't that really was yeah that, about 3 years. Where we actually had to close things because we couldn't react too well enough to it.
Oh, like, okay.
Oh no, so less than a foot of snow.
Yeah. Well, we had like less than a foot of snow here in Texas last week, and it shut down everything. But it was like 7 degrees, 4 degrees. 4 degrees was like the lowest it got here.
Yeah. Fahrenheit, right? And what's that in centigrade?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
What's that in Rio?
I forget the rest of the world has a different...
Yeah, America just never got on board to be, you know, like the rest of the world. You know?
I was watching a reading.
It's minus 15, by the way.
Okay, minus 15.
Minus 15. Wow.
So the reason why we are not a part of the metric system, it was our way of saying fuck you to England.
But England was not part of the metric system.
That's what this whole article about like us and colonization and all this other stuff and like how we were trying to go against Europe and all that stuff is like we wanted to be our own thing. And so that's what they were saying.
Anti-colonialism.
Anti-colonialism, yes.
I mean,
But we were started as a colony and then we became anti-colonial, right?
And then
but
we went colonized. We kept the
colonial euphemisms. Like, that's what's so strange, right? Because we use ounces and pounds and stuff instead of kilos and, you know, grams. Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand why we do that. I don't understand why even putting the dates, you know, why isn't it day year? Why is it month a year in America? Like, that's what I don't understand. And so every time I'm in Europe, I'm like, I gotta switch my hat now. Like, okay, I gotta like get back into that. Or like the number system, right? Like 20,000 is 20.000. It's not 20,000 like it is here. It's just it's like it's all this strange stuff. That's all.
So you're lifting a lid on the hitherto unknown fundamental failings of the United States education system. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
No one has discovered this before. Sorry. Sometimes I get
hitherto.
Snarky.
Just want to use hitherto. It's a great word.
It's a brilliant word.
Very difficult to come up with in Scrabble. One of my favorite comedians is Eddie Izzard. I like to tell this story. I'm going to preference it a little bit. So when I was, before I got married, one of the criteria is when I was dating a lady, I would show her these two comedians. And if they didn't laugh, I stopped dating them. So one was Eddie Izzard, and it was specifically his Dressed to Kill show. And then Lewis Black, Black on Broadway. If they didn't laugh whatsoever, I could not date them anymore. Right. Well, my wife just lost it. And I was like, all right, she's there. So anyway, I love how Eddie Izzard's like, it's Herb because there's a fucking H.
Not Herb.
Herb.
Do you guys say Herb in Ireland then?
Herb, yeah.
Herb. Yeah. Yeah, I say Herb too, but I have been corrected. It's Herb. So
you're a revolutionary.
Yeah.
Russ, that's a very dangerous game to play though, because like comedy is so subjective.
It is. I agree. Like,
What happens if your wife didn't laugh? Like,
my kids would have been born and the whole thing, like everything. So,
like, do you only get Herb though? There, like Herb, or
like,
Herb.
Do we call weed Herb?
Do you call the weed Herb or do you call it weed?
Weed,
I don't know.
Weed.
Call it
yeah.
Weed. Yeah. They call it their lucky charms.
So, Oklahoma.
So there's a little kitten on the call. By the way,
Oklahoma is
there is a kitten on the call. I'm very excited.
Hi,
Chonk.
Do you critique the kittens? Is that where the name comes from? Are you like looking at this kitten and being like, 6 out of 10 needs more?
Must
needs
try more harder.
What are they?
I'm allergic to cats. So
you're allergic to
cats. Yeah, they're like, hey, Dad, can we have a cat? And I'm like, no, because Dad goes blind and stops breathing. And they're like, but what if we just keep the cat away from you? And I was like, there's no way. And they're like, but we'll try. I was like, stop. Like, we've got a dog. That's it. Like,
it'd be attracted to you just because.
We had cats and my sister was allergic to them. And it was so funny because she'd cuddle with the cat and then she'd end up with like tears streaming down her face because her eyes were all puffy and red.
Oh, there you go. It's so funny. She stopped breathing and passed out. Like, and we just gave her the cat. So, like,
it was so funny. Yeah,
no, she wouldn't stop playing my video game, so I handed her the cat. Then I got control of the video game.
You know what was so funny? She died. We buried her in the back garden. Hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Not really allergic to anything. Now that I think about it,
nothing whatsoever.
Not that I know of. Like,
you are a specimen, sir.
I have a weird citrus allergy where I could go and eat 100 oranges and I'd be fine, and then I could take a bite out of like a Terry's chocolate orange a month later and my throat will close up. There's no rationale or reason.
Oh,
sounds like you're allergic to chocolate. There.
Yeah, I'm like.
No, but what I mean is, like, I could eat a whole Terry's chocolate orange and then a month later take a sip of orange juice and my throat closes. Like, there's no rationale.
So it's the mixing of the different oranges.
I don't know what it is because I don't consume oranges that regularly. But it can happen that my throat will then just, it's like having tonsillitis more so than anything else. Like, I'm not at risk of dying.
Oh, wow.
I do have an allergy to alcohol, though, so I have to take an antihistamine before I start drinking. I mean, I could stop drinking.
Hops in
I don't know. I mean, I could like give up alcohol, but that's a ridiculous notion.
Let's not entertain that idea. Yeah.
Maybe you have a gluten intolerance.
No, I definitely don't. Well, both my sisters are celiac and I've been tested, so I definitely don't have a gluten.
But there's also Hashimoto's and other things because my wife has Hashimoto's.
Yeah, could be a specific all I know thing is to a brand of beer.
All I know is that if I take an antihistamine, I can drink to my heart.
Or sometimes. You're just a wuss.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's also true.
Celiac,
if you want to come and drink with us, you can, but you know,
what's that, Nick?
I gave up drinking because I used to drink a lot, and I was a bouncer in my grad school days. Nice. And when you're a bouncer and you know all the bartenders, you can drink for hours for like $10. And it got really bad. I think my liver was
very bad for the bar owner. I just want to let you know. I just want to let you know. The bar owner is losing money. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, are they though? If you take a bottle of tequila, right, that's behind the bar, and how much would you pay for a shot? Like $4, $5?
I don't know. That's in America nowadays.
The bottle itself, if you were to go to a shop and buy the bottle, it's like $20, $30, whatever it is.
Not even that, you buy it in bulk.
Yeah. They're not losing money on that. Like they have gouged up the price.
I look at the margins are high at a bar. And
I
all
like a nice glass of red wine.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like there's a nice red wine.
I used to be a whiskey guy. That was my.
Oh, favorite. Do they do this in because this is what I always liked in Europe and Greece in general. You know, because I really that's where I stay the most. So when I go there and I go to a bar. And you pay a cover, but basically your first drink is included, but it's actually the price of the drink itself. So I don't know. Is that what they do in Ireland too? Or okay.
No, the continental thing, I think.
This is the way you go to a popular club kind of thing. They just want to make sure that everybody gets at least one drink or something like that. So you get a
ticket. I don't think they have a problem with people drinking.
In Ireland, they just want to make sure you pay your money going in the door. Like that's
so you guys do have door covers.
For some places. And then it'll for some places it might be free in before midnight or whatever.
Yeah.
I got to tell you my favorite Scottish joke. Okay, it's a Scottish joke, right? So anyway, so this American, right? He goes to Scotland for vacation, and on his last night, he decides he wants to go hang out with the local pub and the local people. And so he goes to a pub, and he walks up, and he sits at the bar, and he looks over this big, huge Scottish guy. And he introduces himself. He says, "Hey, my name's John. I'm from America. What's your name?" Well, the guy, like, big, huge beard, you know, looks over at him, gives us a deep look, and he says, "You see," and he points outside, and he says, "You see that wall out there? It took me 10 years to build that wall. But you think they call me Angus the Wall Builder?" And then he points in the other direction, and he says, "You see that bridge out there? It took me 15 years to build that bridge. But you think they call me Angus the Bridge Builder? You fuck one goat." go ahead and use that if you want to.
It would have been better with a cow because Angus is a cow, isn't it? I don't even know. What's Angus?
Angus is beef. Yeah.
Beef. It would have been more interesting with a cow.
But goats and sheep and when you think Ireland, you don't think cows.
So. Same thing with Greece, you know. How do you separate the men from the boys? With a crowbar.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my. That was Lord. Okay, I was.
That was like, that was, I don't know, because of your bitter ass,
you know, that, you know,
whatever it was at the time. But it was like, it was a weird thing. It's like, it's like, it's, that was like one of the weirdest jokes that I heard growing up. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why are people saying that all the time? Get away from me.
So, there's a part of Ireland that is notorious for being very cheap. The people themselves are like tight-fisted with their money. Ooh. So just on touching on what you were saying there, Nick, which is probably the wrong phrase to use, but I consider it. Did you ever hear about the pedophile from Cavan? He made the kids buy their own sweets.
Oh, wow.
Which I believe they also use that joke for Belgians, but I don't know. Are Belgians notoriously
Belgians? I love Belgian chocolate. Actually, I had great sex with Belgian men. Now that I think about it, every Belgian man I've ever had sex with was very good. All
same,
four. Yeah,
same.
Okay, that's a nice stereotype. I think they'll take that.
Yeah, no, I just think about all the Yeah, it's been. There was like a period where I slept with a whole, like my goal was to sleep with every man, for like every kind of man from like a different country kind of thing. That was during my whore days, you know.
And you just stopped at Belgium for a while. You're just like, they keep giving me chocolate afterwards, so I gotta say.
I mean, to be honest, with Irish people, it was really good. It was actually in general, Europeans are very good in bed. So I have to admit, pretty much all of Europe is really good in bed. So
all of Europe,
all of Europe
at the same time. I don't know what it is, but I mean, it's like even here in America, it's like when I sleep with like an American, when I used to sleep with an American, right?
Yeah, let's make sure we understood that. Yeah,
exactly. I know. Yeah. So
maybe with Irish people, it was like the repressed sexuality and oppressive Catholicism that just they had to let loose when they got the opportunity.
Maybe. I don't know what it was, but I've done it both from Belfast and from Dublin. So I've had
for
both
comparison. Yeah,
yeah, you both sides of the border. That's
both
important.
The side and the, you know, the non-European side.
I just figured out why you can't get into Europe.
Why?
Because they're like, well, Nick's already been here. Like, we can't have him back.
He's screwed all
he
our
men. Too many scorned lovers.
The guy,
yeah, look, I got all this. I don't think you understand. I got so much flab on my body. It's like I'm no longer the hot, trim, you know, 20-year-old I used to be. But
to quote Kevin Smith, I used to be like 500 pounds, right? And I lost 250 pounds. To quote Kevin Smith, I look like an 80-year-old woman underneath here. Like,
oh. Well done, though.
I'm sure there's some attractive 80-year-old women out there.
Hey, so Kevin Smith, because Kevin Smith lost a lot of weight too, and that's what somebody asked him. Yeah. Like, oh, you must look great. And he was like, no, I look like an 80-year-old woman.
It's just weird. So, you guys, this was a very lovely show. It was comedic. That was good.
If people can decide.
It wasn't serious, because usually we're so serious. Aren't we?
We touched a little bit, like, on seriousness.
A little serious.
We were going to talk about Biden, and then it rolled into Trump, and then QAnon, and then back to.
What's going on with Biden today? Yeah. I don't even know.
I think we're afraid of being serious.
I think Kamala Harris is going to be president in 2 years. So
that's my guess.
Think she's going to murder Biden in a
my gut instinct. Just my gut instinct.
Put a pillow over his head. It won't take too long because he's already halfway out the door.
Put the agenda together, and then I think he's going to go. I don't know.
Do you think her energy will bring something to her presidency?
I hope so. I think she's got good energy. I think she's very bubbly. That's what I like about her. So it's good.
If that happens, if he dies or retires or whatever, and Kamala then obviously ascends to the throne, so to speak, does she just choose a vice president?
I really don't know how that works.
I believe that's how it works. She gets to choose. I mean,
I think she chooses one, right? Yeah. She
from all my TV knowledge, I believe that's what happens.
Yeah. But
yeah, Lyndon B. Johnson got to choose his. It was very quick. But...
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Does it have to go for congressional approval or anything, or can she just be like, Tom in the back row, you're now my vice president?
I don't know, work in Europe. I don't even know when somebody resigned.
Only if we had some kind of way of looking all this information up and had it like this.
Yeah, it's a pity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in Ireland, the way it works in Ireland is the party with the most seats, they're the leader, as long as they're elected, becomes the head of state.
And
if they're not elected or if they resign, then they have an internal
got it.
An internal thing to decide who takes over. Yeah,
that's got it.
Our president is just a figurehead. It's not
right.
It's the prime.
But it's the prime minister that has all the power, right? So, yeah. Same thing in Greece. The prime minister has all the power, and the president has nothing. It's the same system, actually. That
why have a president then?
Huh?
Why?
Because he's cute. Because he's cute. And like a leprechaun. You know?
The president. Think of the president as the vice president here, Russ. That's okay,
because like kind of like the same thing. Put himself in a
the vice president like has basically like no power, but he's there. Like you know what I mean. So,
because in Russia, it's the other way around. Putin has put himself into power for the rest of his life. Yeah, and, he took away the power from the prime minister.
Right. He's a dictator, though. That's a dictatorship.
The role of our president is they'll sign a bill into law. So they're kind of the final seal of approval. And then I think they can refer things to the Supreme Court.
Whatever our vice president does here. It's kind of the same thing.
And show up at different events, but they're more ribbons and a few things like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
And he has wonderful dogs. Well, only singular dog now.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of great dogs. The Biden. So it's pretty cool. Oh yeah. Oh,
great. Yeah.
Hey everybody! Yeah, so, you guys need to look at
the iPod. I keep forgetting to throw these up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you put the banners up earlier, man?
I forgot. We were into the show.
Okay.
We were in a flow state. We were in a flow state.
It was fun. I want to make sure I was just joking when I said you were a wuss, Ryan. I'm sorry. I don't want you to like.
Right. Oh, Ryan.
No. First thing I do when we can get out of here is I'm coming to America and I'm gonna slap you upside the head with a hurley stick. And
then, what's a hurley
stick? While you're lying unconscious on the floor, I'm gonna drink 5 or 6 Guinness, and then I'm gonna go home.
Just curious, how tall are you?
You know, 6'3".
Oh, okay. We would be evenly matched then. All right.
You're all. But I think everybody in Ireland is 6'3", right? I mean, how tall are you?
Everyone. There's no.
Nick, you would know. You went no through other, like, all the men in Ireland.
It's Nick's type. Yeah.
John is probably
north of the border.
Matt looks, the
Matt looks like he's 6'2". John looks like he's 6'.
Well, that's because Matt's got the phone on the floor.
I've got the angle. Yeah, I go.
I'm like 5 feet tall.
Well, you're a little shorty. All right.
I am.
I keep making fun of my wife because she, when we first met, she was like 5'6". That's what she told me. And then like a few years later, she went to the doctor and they said she was 5'4". And she was pissed about losing 2 inches. Oh. And so I periodically bring it up. But
so I'm 5'8".
That happened to a friend of mine in work.
I'm 5'9". I've gone as far as that. But I am 5'8".
Well, you're 6 foot when you wear the stilettos.
6'7".
Jeez.
Yes.
Your husband's 6'7"? Damn.
My husband is 6'7", yeah.
Someone's taller than you as well.
Norway's?
You climb that mountain.
He's got a Norse in his blood, yeah.
Your boys are going to be tall.
They are.
Wow. And they're only 6 My years girl old. Is tall. Like, they're 6 and 7, and they're like 8 feet tall.
Wow.
Are they playing sport yet?
74 centimeters. That's like another.
I'm like the shortest one now in my family.
Wow.
When I was 12, I was taller than my mom.
Damn. All these 6 foot people. That's, life is good for them.
Tall drinks and water.
You and I, we're like, you know, we're in a you know, league of our own.
Yeah. I'm usually life is good for us, but when we have to like tie our laces or get out of bed in the morning, it hurts. You know, we have our own struggle.
Sure, we're constantly asked to grab stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? Grab stuff.
But when we have to get stuff,
it's easier. So.
But when we have to get stuff from the bottom shelf, then it's way more awkward. Like, it's...
My wife, we have the shoe organizer. She makes my shoes be at the bottom. I'm like, why? She's like, well, because I don't want to bend over. I'm like, but you're closer. Like,
you know what though? When you're bending down to get those and stretching out the hamstrings, in like 30 years' time, you'll be thankful that you have that mobility in your lower back and that you're not like waking up and being like, oh god.
I used to have bad chronic back pain, but. Losing all the weight, I don't have it anymore.
Okay, Russ, we need to write a script and do like an Irish, Greek, and American script thing. And we go to where we are like in Ireland and we do a quick adventure. I think we need to do that. I think
it would be fun. Okay, are you still allowed back in Ireland?
Well, eventually when I will be allowed. The coronavirus will soon be over.
I wasn't thought about that, but okay. I can't wait for that. I'm going back to your
I can't wait for that needle to go in my freaking arm, man. It's like, Jesus.
He's talking about the vaccine, people, not heroin.
Hey, look. I know. Oh, you can smoke heroin now. It's okay. Don't worry about it. If you don't like needles, just
you can smoke.
Light it up. You can smoke it now.
You can smoke the coronavirus vaccine. Like,
oh, cool.
Aren't there any currently like there were, but I don't know. So who knows?
How many citizens of Ireland has gotten the vaccine so far?
A couple of 100,000, I think. It's on the app.
Yeah. It's like COVID. Only if you like 100,000 have gotten both doses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so 250,000 have had the first dose and 136,000 have had the second dose.
Oh, and nice. What's the population of Ireland?
It's 5 million-ish.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. You guys are like half the size of Greece. I wonder how Greece is doing with that. I don't even know.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. There's 6 million people in the DFW area.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is right. Men have less shoes. That's why, you know, you don't have as many shoes, us men. So you just...
My thing, my wife, when I first met her, she had this box of shoes.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I was like, oh, she's just organized. She doesn't want to, like, have the shoes all thrown out. Because she also had two children before I met her. And she had boxes throughout. I was like, oh, that's just the way... No, she's a half Mexican. She throws shit at you. She throws the shoes at you when she's mad.
So am I.
Oh, it's a thing. I didn't know it was a thing until I started dating her. And like, if she got mad at me, she'd throw a shoe at me. And
that's triangular.
My wife's Brazilian, and she says that her mother used to do that with like a sandal or a slipper. If the kids were messing.
Yeah, my mom did the same with a
slipper. My boys get it.
Okay, so then it's just maybe my mother didn't do it. She just grabbed a fly swatter if she's mad and she'd hit you with
that. My mom had a wooden spoon. My mom was a wooden girl. She was always getting me with a wooden spoon. So
we had a wooden spoon. My mom tried it on my sister and broke it, so we never had that wooden spoon again. So.
By it, do you mean your sister or the wooden spoon? Like, did she just smash
it? She spanked my sister with the wooden spoon, and it broke.
We didn't.
And we never got another wooden spoon. Now, my dad, on the other hand, he was a retired cop, reservist cop, sorry. And he had a police belt, and it was about that wide and that thick. And when we would get in trouble... To the point where he'd spank us, he would say, he would call it a surprise. He wouldn't spank you on the day that you got in trouble. He'd wait a few days.
Hillbilly, where did your mom throw the hot cups of coffee? Like, on you?
Oh my God, I reported her to the authorities. That's like,
West Virginia, there's no authorities.
She is the authorities.
Yeah. She's like, go ahead, call your cousin, the cop. See what happens.
Oh my god,
that's like not good. You must be like all
in your face.
Oh, that's like throw it in my face. Did she throw it in your face? Whose face did she throw it in? Sorry, I shouldn't be belittling this in case it is actually genuine.
He needs support, you guys. He needs a little psychiatric help. I mean, I would need psychiatric help if my mother threw hot coffee on me.
Does he like coffee at this point?
I don't know. Do you drink coffee?
Yeah. I mean, because I have a friend. I'm a
drinker, so.
Oh,
I feel like that's a waste of a good cup of coffee, though. Maybe the coffee was shit and she was just really annoyed at it. She's like, God damn it. And her kid was just beside her and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Maybe it was the Folgers, you know.
And then she covered it up by like saying it was your fault.
You know, right.
Yeah. That won't do any damage.
I had a friend.
I was raised by my grandparents, throw away my coffee because it was crap. I did it because I used her purse. Felt like a brick was down in her purse.
Oh, it was. Oh my! There was a brick in her purse. That's what they did.
My brother
mostly got the purse, not me. But it was fun to watch.
Right, even though they hit us with and, I don't know, and coffee. Right, we still love them. So
yeah. My grandmother would pinch the shit out of you. Like
what?
Like if you were messing up or whatever, she'd come up behind you and just. Pinch it, like, and she'd get that skin right on, like, right here, she would like twist, and you'd be like,
I've had the ear thing where my mom grabbed me by the ear. I'm like,
I've
had that before. Yeah.
Now, speaking of growing up with weird, okay, so my friend John Chambers, like, we had him on. Remember, he can't drink Sprite today because growing up, instead of being breastfed or bottle fed, his mother gave him Sprite.
That's so strange.
That is very strange.
I used to bring him a bottle of Sprite and be like, do anything for you? Like,
but surely Sprite doesn't have the same nutritional value as
7-Up is good. 7-Up is fine, though.
Yeah. We preferred the coffee as to other things. Hillbilly, you're an enigma wrapped in a mystery.
Now I want to know what the other things are.
We're throwing coffee on it. It's space. It's crazy.
Was it like tar and feathers? Like what did he...
Yeah. Padofla and wooden spoon. Padofla is a sandal, like the slippers, you know, that people have.
Diana, do you throw your sandal?
That's right. Yaya's definitely.
Yeah, I have to apologize.
Wooden spoon. I gotta
tell her, she has a little mark on her forehead because I threw a belt at her once and it like and the belt buckle part got wedged in and I hit
it. Oh no.
I know. And like
it got wedged in?
Yeah, and we had to take it out. So there's like this little bitty thing up there. I'm like, oh, every time I see it, I'm like, sorry. And that was when we were like getting into heated arguments, fighting.
Now, my cousins, they got in a fight one time, and they're a couple years apart. And so my female cousin, she was washing dishes, and my male cousin, he cussed at her or whatever. She threw a knife at him, and it stuck in the wall. And he picked up the TV and threw it at her.
Oh my god!
See, I'm feeling so horrible.
They win, I think.
Yeah. I mean,
escalation.
I mean, I think I was like what, maybe 12 or 13 at the time.
Oh, is she your cousin, sister?
My sister, yeah.
Oh, I thought we just had a nice, friendly listener in Greece or something. I was like,
yeah,
oh.
She listens to our show. So it's
that's cool. Hey,
she's the one family member that listens, so yeah.
We should say, Diana, you should also listen to the Tripod, because you definitely love it. If you dig this show, you'll dig the Tripod.
Oh, yeah, we need more people in Greece to listen to it. Where's the banners? Let's put that up.
Well, here we go. Here, you can go to the Linktree.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And you can get all of their info from Linktree.
Oh, Linktree. Tripod. Then it's Tripod, like the tripod, and then
T or iPod? T or Y-pod?
Tripod with a Y, iPod. So,
It's because there's three guys there, and they're tripods. So,
and they're trying a pod. So
it's there. Look at the link.
Well, also, because you can refer to a man as tripod.
So, yeah. So tripod with a Y.
T or iPod. T or Y-pod. That's got that link. We has our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Discord. Yeah. We've got everything. We are just pushing the social media.
Have you guys showered today? Just out of curiosity, because I showered this morning. I wanted to be really fresh for the show. So
did you use Irish Spring?
What?
Oh my gosh!
The bottled water?
No, Irish Spring is a brand of soap here in America. But that's funny. Oh.
That's very it's bottled water here. That's very affluent. Yeah. tepid.
I only use water from the bottle.
That's going to be a great present. I'm Irish Spring soap and bring it to Ireland.
Oh, do please.
And they're going to be like, this smells like shit. Like, no.
Actually, I like Irish Spring the way it smells, so it's fine.
That was a nickname for one of your guys that you... Irish Spring. Oh, I got Irish Spring all over my face.
No. It's when he hooked up with him, he got Irish Sprung. That's
Irish Sprung, right. There was a bit.
He bathed in that Irish Spring.
Yeah. Mm.
So, well, I'm glad your sister listens to this.
Oh yeah. So I was around 5 or 6. Yeah. So I was like 6 years old. So I remember it was like really, really young. So that's all I remember. And I felt so horrible, you know? So
why did you do it in the first place? Power,
I mean, the fights that I got into when I was like 6 or 7 years old with my sisters, it was like horrible. Like, I don't get it.
Some anger management issues.
Yeah. Look at me now. Right. So
still angry.
I'm still angry, and she listens every Saturday.
Oh, that's sweet. That's
good. Yeah,
my sister stopped listening to our podcast because we did an episode about a TV show called the Midnight Gospel.
Oh,
and she's like, I want to watch that, and then she hasn't watched it, so she's refused to move on from that point. She's like, I'm not listening to any of the other ones until I'm like, well, then watch the show.
Right.
That was like episode 3 or 4. Yeah, she's
holding a grudge.
I know.
Christmas she doesn't like that ruined. I'm the favorite child.
Yeah. It's,
you know, that's just how it happens.
I am not the favorite child.
We went into an hour and a half, Russ. How did that happen? We were having fun.
It became like a child trauma therapy group session.
It's that is that 4G. It messed with the whole time continuum thing.
It's good.
So.
Well, everybody, I think it's time to end the show. I don't know. Did you guys want to talk about anything else? I mean, I don't mind going a little bit longer, but I think this was good. So.
Well, the stuff that people could understand.
By the way, weed is legal in Oklahoma, where Kitty Critic lives. So if anybody wants to go to Oklahoma, you can smoke as much weed as you want anywhere, anytime, anyway.
Wait, there's probably stipulations.
Medically.
See, it's medically. You had to have
No. It was approved for recreational. I remember that.
Surely a fair medical standpoint is...
I
went to a
conference there. I thought it was...
They shot it down.
Oh, they shot it down?
Oh, yeah. Like, I went there and I started smoking it.
Because people were smoking it everywhere. That's why I don't get it. And then suddenly... So,
but surely a justifiable medical cause for smoking weed in Oklahoma is you are in Oklahoma.
Yes.
It's not hard to get a medical card, so.
Right.
Like, my hair hurts. Oh, you need weed.
You have to be crazy.
I can't.
They did that in Entourage. Where he got like a medical license for smoking weed, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you seem stressed. And he's like, no, I'm fine. He's like, no, you seem stressed. I'm going to write you a prescription to help your anxiety.
I love Entourage. That was one of my favorites.
That was a great show. By the way, it's a French show. It's called Call My Agent or Dix Pourcents.
If you have not seen it,
it's a fabulous show.
It's a great show.
A little bit of Entourage, so it was great. So anyway, just FYI.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to follow Nick and I on TikTok, he's liberal Jewish, and I am. He doesn't look Drewish.
Right. So I gotta. I always forget what his name is, but he keeps showing up because we're friends now. So he keeps showing up on my feed, like when you first log into TikTok.
Are you guys on TikTok?
I follow Rian.
Yeah, I'm not active enough on it, but I put things there every now and again.
Right.
Comedy things.
Well, Rian, you're a comedian, right?
Yeah.
We forgot to touch on that. We touched on that last time you were on.
Excellent.
Okay, so let's find out what the other guys do before we get
funny. Say something funny. No.
The American
Do my taxes real quick. And then me, draw something. You know, Rian, how's the comedy thing going?
It's dead because nothing is ever allowed to happen in Ireland at the moment. Right. No, like there's no comedy in Ireland at the moment. So
you
hopefully
guys are just too serious.
Yeah, what about John? You look like a comedian too. Do you do stand up as well? Or
no, we practice being funny around each other all the time.
I would say that John and Matt have a better natural understanding for comedic timing than I do.
When you say you practice being funny around, is it like Three Stooges practice? Like you slap each other with fish and like, you know, crowbars and stuff? You're like, that was funny.
Not yet, but...
No. But taking notes of that one. Yeah.
No crowbars were used in this podcast.
Whoa. All right.
He's already jumping on it.
And flying.
It's okay. Like I'm going to practice with myself.
So do you guys have like very Irish names and stuff? So... Glenn is Irish, obviously. What about Moore? Yeah. Is that an Irish name? Like Roger Moore? Was he Irish? I don't even know.
No, he wasn't.
English, maybe as well.
English as well,
But it's Fitzgibbon Moore. So Fitzgibbon would be certainly,
All right.
And okay, so
I'm sorry.
If
you guys want to. John, what do you do if you live in?
I'm not ashamed. I'm a secondary school teacher.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, teacher.
Great, yeah. Nice.
And how's the lockdown going? Are you guys doing like virtual classes or what?
Yeah, at the moment. But our sixth year would be the seniors, I suppose, the highest year.
Right.
They will be coming back on Monday. So, but we're trying to be really overcautious. You know, how we're bringing people back. But
how about you? How's it working though? I mean, are you doing like when you do the lessons, is it easy online or does everybody follow the instructions or?
Well, that's the no. Giddy knows.
I do.
Well, you know, like you get the excuse, like it's like, oh, sorry, no, I mean, I definitely sent it. I don't know where the assignment, I definitely sent it. Something happened with my computer and you're like,
right.
Okay.
Data went down.
Yeah. The Wi-Fi must be terrible for all of the students. But it's difficult to actually assess where everyone is. That's
right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's presenting things, carrying on, it works, and we're kind of embracing new
technology and things, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, it's hard to. It'll never replace being in the class. You know?
No, right. Never. I agree. Well, it's going to open up soon. I think people will get inoculated, and it'll open up again. So it'll
definitely.
Be good. And you, Matt? Okay, I'm going to take a wild guess. You work in IT. I don't know.
Oh,
you look like an IT person. So
I'm not going to model, but
all right. a data analyst. In an office.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, kind of IT-ish. That's cool.
Yeah.
But wait, what kind of data analyst is he? Like, is it spy data analyst?
Not so exciting.
I don't know. Data analysts get paid really well here in America. I don't know what the salaries are in Europe, but here it's like it's a good job. So.
And Matt's like, wait, what do you mean by?
He's well? Like, wait, we get paid? Yeah.
He's like, okay, I need to move then. So,
all right.
Unfortunately, we can't move there easily though.
Yeah.
You have to get a green card, which is not easy.
But you've got the European passport, do you, Nick? With the
I do. I can work. I can live anywhere in the EU. Well, the 28 countries. Well, England not anymore. But in the EU, I can work anywhere. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about the Brexit?
Who cares? no, like here's the thing. It's probably
so long, hasn't it?
It's going on so long, but we have such historical ties, even at a diplomatic level, with the UK that it probably won't. Have a huge effect on us. Like we'll still be able to travel and work freely within the UK as well as the EU.
Okay.
So it's not going to have a huge. The only big thing is now things coming that you buy on Amazon that are coming from the UK are going to be charged for customs before they get to your door.
Oh,
which is a little bit annoying.
Kind of sucky. Yeah. So, all right.
You know, they're going to open up Irish distribution centers, so that should change hopefully in a year.
Right. All right. Well, Ireland is like the big, that's where all the companies go to not pay taxes in America.
Exactly. You
know what I mean? So they all create these Irish companies that they merge into, and then the next thing you know, they don't pay any income tax. So, anyway.
Well,
pay it to us, though.
Yeah, we have a low corporate tax rate. It's like 12% or something, which pisses off a lot of the EU that they're like, hey, we should have an EU law where you can have a minimum and it has to be higher than what Ireland is because then they'll get the business. But thankfully that hasn't come into effect yet.
Right. So
we're still that's our tax tip of the day. If you want to avoid American taxes, set up a corporation.
And then you got all these other filing requirements and forget it. It's like you get
but
into
it's like, also like so they don't
the FinCEN's and the F bars and all this other stuff that you got
to
do. So.
Like they'd still, if they wanted to, you know, operate in the European market, they'd still need the European base anyway. So
it's
like it's not purely a tax thing. Well, it is purely why they choose Ireland because our tax rate is so low.
I only got into taxation on this show. This is crazy. This is good. All right.
Exciting world of
tax.
That's what I love about podcasting because you can talk about anything. This is what's so great about it, right?
True.
Yeah, we went down a lot of rabbit holes here today.
We did. So anyway, I want to be on your show, guys, at some point. This will be good. Let me know sometime when I get to Greece and then
Nick's not wanting me on. He just wants to be on by himself.
Have you guys ever seen or do you know if it's televised in the United States, the Eurovision Song Contest?
It is.
Yes, I love that.
I forgot what channel it's on, but it's like on some obscure cable channel. I think it's AXS TV or something.
Yeah.
It's Mark Cuban's channel. I think that's the one
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Experience because we're going to do a stream watch along. With that, hopefully.
Why don't I do that with you guys?
Because my wife's Brazilian and she's never seen it. Her only experience of Eurovision was the Will Ferrell movie, and she didn't know it was real until.
That was a fabulous movie, by the way. I love it. I
really enjoyed it.
Michael and I cried from laughing. I mean, it was so good. So it was good.
Yeah. Yeah, you can join us for that.
I didn't know if y'all were interested in what I do or not, but.
Yes, I was going to ask you if you were next.
What do you do,
Kitty Critic?
Oh, well, I do have an English and history degree.
Okay.
So I can teach if I want.
All right.
But
what do you do?
I'm primarily right now a stay-at-home mom because I homeschool all the kids.
Because
in Oklahoma, it's like crawling with COVID. So
okay. No, that's a good idea. I get it. So
I'm basically a teacher at home for my own kids, but I know firsthand exactly how they are with the technology and the excuses. Yeah. So
no, that's crazy.
I definitely.
I wish I were.
But
home.
Then of course I DoorDash as well.
So oh, DoorDash, yeah, that's another.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Yeah, we recently.
I just like the idea. I can tutor.
Oh, that's good.
I just like the idea of you homeschooling your kids and being like, them being like, oh no, a dog ate my homework. And you'd be like, we don't have dogs.
Right.
It's a cat. If it was Chong. I thought I sent the file, but the Wi-Fi was down. You know,
at least it's not as embarrassing if you accidentally call your teacher mom as well.
Right. This is all true.
Do you make them call you Mrs. Kitty Critic?
No.
I am not mom during the hours of three.
I miss Kitty. So, all right.
And then be like, and then like lunchtime, they're like, where's lunch? My isn't mom Miss forgot Kitty to pack like it. Another,
wait a minute, isn't there like a Miss Kitty brand or something? Or is it Happy Kitty? Or
oh, Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. It's
Japanese, isn't it?
Yeah, the Japanese. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so never mind. I thought it was Miss Kitty.
But it's Nick Miss Kitty Critic is actually is mine. I've got it. I'm watermarked.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Ooh. All right.
Yeah. She's branded.
Perfect. All right, everybody. So that's our show for the day. Thank you, Rian, John, and Matt for joining us. You are the Tripod. And thank you so much, Kitty Critic, for coming on the show as well. This was like a lovely, this was a different show today. I thought it was lovely. So I enjoyed it. And we went a little bit longer than I thought, but I love it. So
yeah, nearly 2 hours.
Yeah, nearly two hours.
Thanks for having us, guys.
You're welcome.
And, thank you.
And don't forget to spread the love.
Lawfully.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Don't do anything illegal, people. All right.
Okay, bye-bye. And,
bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening. And if you really enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, follow, like, share, review, or even comment on whichever platform you're using. And remember, you can find more additional content at our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram page. Just search for Real Nick and Russ. See you next episode.
You're dead.
All right, Remy.
You're dead.
And we're going to end it with Tom's.
You're dead.
All right, you're perfect.
Dead. I see. Hold on, Remy. Let me end the broadcast.